Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to get more reaction now to the news first reported last night by the Washington Post that Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. twice last year during the presidential campaign while he was an advisor to then-candidate Donald Trump. Senator Al Franken had asked Sessions during his confirmation hearings what he would do if there's any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of the campaign. Here's what Sessions said.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Virginia Senator and 2016 Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine joins us now for more. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
Senator, many of your colleagues are calling on Jeff Sessions to recuse himself, and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is calling on him to resign. What are you calling for Mr. Sessions to do?
Well, this is very serious. You already have the fact that the chief national security advisor to President Trump has had to resign because of lying about his contacts with the government of Russia. And now the chief law enforcement official in the United States, Jeff Sessions, has misled colleagues about his contacts with Russia. So here's what should happen. First, this makes absolutely plain that he's got to recuse himself from these investigations because he does not have the independence or objectivity to give people confidence if he stays connected with the investigation. That's step one. Step two is the Judiciary Committee should compel him to come back so that they can ask him questions about the testimony he gave, both verbal testimony and answers under oath to written questions, and they should grill him about that. If he is unwilling to do that or if his answers are not satisfactory, then at that point, Congress should ask him to resign.
White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders called this just, quote, the latest attack against the Trump administration by partisan Democrats. And she added that Sessions' testimony during his confirmation hearings is, quote, entirely consistent with what actually happened. And in a statement last night, Mr. Sessions said, quote, I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false, end quote. Should Jeff Sessions have disclosed the meetings even if they had nothing to do with the campaign?
He should have, because that was the question that he was asked. And again, this is both verbal testimony, but also written questions that he had to answer, was asked about contacts with the Russian government, and gave misleading answers. Now, perhaps he has an explanation for it, and I think you owe the Attorney General of the United States the courtesy of allowing him to come back before the committee in public under oath and explain this, but the committee should require that he do it. And as far as the White House's claim that it's partisan goes, the number of Republican House and Senate members who've come out because of this, demanding that Jeff Sessions recuse himself from this, shows this is not a partisan issue. This is about the chief law enforcement official of the United States who must be honest, who must tell the truth, has now given testimony that most up here feel was misleading to the colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Senator, you serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee, as did Mr. Sessions when he was a senator. Would it be unusual or completely typical for a senator and a member of the Armed Services Committee to meet with the Russian ambassador?
Highly unusual. So I don't know of other Armed Services Committee members who have had such meetings. I know I haven't. In the time that I've been in the Senate, I once met with a group of ambassadors, all the P5 plus one nations during the Iranian nuclear negotiations sent their ambassadors to Capitol Hill. And this was a well-attended meeting that 15 or 20 senators came to. But one-on-one meetings with the ambassador, I don't know of any other colleagues that have done that. I know I haven't.
Now, we don't know details at this point about what was said during Senator Sessions' conversations with the Russian ambassador. What do you want to know?
This is all part of this very large investigation into the connections between the Trump campaign and now the Trump administration and the Russian government. Our intelligence agencies have reached a unanimous conclusion that the Russian government decided to intrude into the American presidential election to defeat Hillary Clinton and elect Donald Trump. And it's not just about the election, because the activity of General Flynn after he became National Security Advisor involved contacts with the Russians and then lying to the vice president, possibly the FBI and others about this. So this is now not just about the campaign. It's also about the administration. The Russian government, according to the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, is the adversary that the United States should most be concerned about right now. We have thousands of troops deployed right on the Russian border in nations on the eastern edge of NATO trying to help them protect themselves against Russian aggression. And so the notion that we would be deploying troops far from home in harm's way to work to help allies protect themselves against Russian aggression, but then there would be high-level contact between this administration and the Russian government that they are then misleading Congress and others about is deeply, deeply troubling. We got to get to the bottom of it.
You see it as vitally important for national security.
It is vitally important to our national security, and it's also deeply important to protect the integrity of the American electoral system going forward.
Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, thanks for your time.
Thank you.